Dreamscape presents Confessions in B-Flat by Donna Hill. Narrated by Atria Addison and Earl Sewell. Chapter 1. September 1963. Jason Tanner loosened his tie as soon as he walked out of Pascal's restaurant, still caught in the spell of the past 2 hours. This was the first time he'd been invited to literally sit at the table with the major leaders of Dr. King's nonviolent movement. The meeting at Pascal's had been set up as a wind-down and debriefing following the success of the March on Washington the prior week. The impact of witnessing and being part of the march for equality still pulsed in his veins. More than 200,000 protesters had descended upon Washington under the blaze of an August sun and what news outlets were calling the largest civil rights gathering in U.S. history. Dr. King's rousing speech about his dream for a better world, which was already being touted as one of the most powerful oratories in history, still made the hairs on his arms rise. Flatware had clicked against China while voices rose and fell between mouths full of golden fried chicken and deep swallows of sweet tea. Dr. King, surrounded by John Lewis, the 23-year-old wonder kid and rising star in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, who'd given a stirring speech during the march, Baynard Ruskin, the architect of the march, Jesse Jackson, and Andrew Young, had insisted that now was not the time to sit back. There's no room to turn back now.